Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
And today we have a newbie lesson for everyone, and this one is all about time zones.
Yes, talk about time zones, us living here.
Yeah, we're like 13 or 16 hours.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
From everyone else.
Sometimes my dad is like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, Dad, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, yeah, I forgot. So, today we're going to talk about horario.
Horario, and that's our key word for today. What is horario?
Horario, it means like a schedule, like on time, you know?
Like a time.
Yes, like a time.
So, for example, if you're in school and you have your class schedule, you would say your horario.
Yes. But for example, if you go to a store and you want to know when are they open, you say, ¿qué horario tiene? Mm-hmm. What are your, like, opening hours?
Scheduled. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So why don't we listen to this dialogue, and we'll be back shortly to take a look at some translations.
Dialogue, first time.
¿No duermes todavía?
Tengo que llamar a mis padres.
¿Tan tarde?
Sí, hay diferencia de horario.
Claro, ya caigo.
Second time.
¿No duermes todavía?
Tengo que llamar a mis padres.
¿Tan tarde?
Sí, hay diferencia de horario.
Claro, ya caigo.
Third time.
¿No duermes todavía?
Tengo que llamar a mis padres.
¿Tan tarde?
Sí, hay diferencia de horario.
Claro, ya caigo.
All right, we're back. So now Liliana is going to guide us through a line-by-line translation.
¿No duermes todavía?
Aren't you asleep yet?
¿No duermes todavía?
Aren't you asleep yet?
¿No duermes todavía? Tengo que llamar a mis padres.
I have to call my parents.
Tengo que llamar a mis padres.
I have to call my parents.
Tengo que llamar a mis padres. ¿Tan tarde?
So late.
¿Tan tarde?
So late.
Sí, hay diferencia de horario.
Yes, there is a time difference.
Sí, hay diferencia de horario.
Yes, there's a time difference.
Claro, ya caigo.
Right, I understand.
Claro, ya caigo.
Right, I see.
Claro, ya caigo.
All right, now this last phrase, ya caigo, is very interesting, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Why don't we go back to the first line where it says, ¿no duermes todavía?
Yes, here it starts with no, which is not, no.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a verb, which is duermes.
Okay, so this comes from the verb dormir. And it's in the second person. What does it mean?
It means to sleep.
To sleep. Now we have an adverb at the end. And it's todavía.
Mm-hmm.
What is todavía?
It means yet.
Yet.
So when he is looking at her, he can see that she's not sleeping yet. And here you can say, todavía no duermes. Or you can also say, no duermes todavía. It doesn't matter.
Okay, so todavía can be yet or it can be still.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say todavía no duermes, it can be like you're still not asleep. All right, so that's the adverb todavía. Now, why isn't this person asleep?
Tengo que llamar a mis padres.
So, tengo que. Let's take that as a phrase. Tengo que. What is that?
Tengo que, it's an obligation.
An obligation.
Yeah, so it's I have to, and then you put the verb, in this case, in the infinitive form,
mm-hmm.
llamar.
So, tengo que llamar. I have to call. Mm-hmm. Who does the person have to call?
A mis padres.
A mis padres. So we have padres there. Now, padre, you know, is father. But in Spanish, padres means both mother and father, my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And here, remember, you have to use the a mis padres, to my parents. Because if you say, tengo que llamar mis padres, that doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're going to name them. You're not going to name them.
All right, so you have to add the article. It's really, really important to add the article a mis padres.
Mm-hmm.
A.
And mis, it means my.
My parents.
My parents.
All right, now this person is surprised. The person says, tan tarde.
Tan tarde.
So that's so late. So we can deduce that the word tan is very or so. What are other examples?
Tan guapo.
So handsome.
Tan educado.
So educated.
Tan divertido.
So fun. Okay, so you can add that before an adjective and you make it very or so. So
exactly.
Fun. So late.
Who did I describe?
Me. Yeah, see, I knew.
Whatever. I was describing Spanish pod.
Oh. Spanish pod is not guapo.
¿Cómo no?
I'm guapo.
Yeah, you are.
All right. So now we have our next line.
Claro.
No.
Sí, hay diferencia de horario.
Yes, there is a time difference. Okay, so now we have a verb here, hay. It comes from haber.
Mm-hmm.
And it means to have or exist, right? It's, mm-hmm. It means exists.
Yeah, it's the existence verb.
Existence verb, very good. So there is a time difference. Now, I think it pretty much in English and Spanish, diferencia, difference,
mm-hmm.
right? And horario, that's our key word, which means...
Time
or schedule.
Yeah.
So there is a schedule difference or there's a time difference.
Mm-hmm. Diferencia okay. de horario.
Now, again, we can use diferencia with other things because we're saying that it's different, right? So I can say, for example, diferencia de opiniones, right? We have a difference of opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And our last line.
Claro, ya. Caigo.
Okay. Claro is typical. It's a word used to agree with someone. It means right,
mm-hmm.
correct, claro. What about this ya caigo?
Ya caigo, learn it as a chunk. So don't try to analyze it too much. Caigo is the verb caer.
Mm-hmm. Okay? It means to fall. So is a person falling?
No. When you say ya caigo, it means like kind of like imagine your head and suddenly the idea... It's like
falls on your head
inside. So, oh, I understand. Oh, I get it.
So actually, you can complete the sentence and say, claro, ya caigo en cuenta.
Mm-hmm.
Which, en cuenta, which would mean I understand now or I see now what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you can say ya caigo.
Ya caigo means, oh, I get it. I grasp it. Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we listen to our dialogue again and we'll be back in a bit.
Dialogue, first time.
¿No duermes todavía?
Tengo que llamar a mis padres.
¿Tan tarde?
Sí, hay diferencia de horario.
Claro, ya caigo.
Second time.
¿No duermes todavía?
Tengo que llamar a mis padres.
¿Tan tarde?
Sí, hay diferencia de horario.
Claro, ya caigo.
Third time.
¿No duermes todavía?
Tengo que llamar a mis padres.
¿Tan tarde?
Sí, hay diferencia de horario.
Claro, ya caigo.
All right, we're back. So now that we're talking about time zones, now, as you see in the dialogue, we didn't really see the word time zone. How would you say time zone in Spanish?
Uso horario.
Uso horario. Okay. So I know that you kind of don't really understand the time zones that exist in the U.S., right?
Well, it's not that I understand them, but there's so many.
There's so...
Yeah, they have like Pacific.
I know they have Pacific Standard Time, Eastern Standard Time, Mountain Standard Time, and Central Standard Time. I think those are the four.
Yeah, so...
And Hawaii, I'm not really sure where it falls into that.
No idea.
Do you have different time zones in Mexico like they do in the U.S.?
Yeah, but just north and south, that's it.
So you say, how do you say that in Spanish?
You don't.
You say horario norte, horario sur?
No, that's the thing. It's funny because in the States, I was like, wow, they actually... No, they don't. Did you say like, I don't know, like time in Chihuahua and time in the south or something like
that? You know, if you're watching TV in the U.S., it says, watch this show at 9 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Do you see that in the TV in Mexico?
No, because whatever time TV says, it means it's going to be the time of Mexico
Local.
City.
Local. Okay, so you don't have like nationwide television.
No. Yes, of course you do. But for example, my family comes from the north of Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Whatever movie or anything you're going to watch, if it says... It's a 9, you're just gonna automatically think that, oh, it's in Mexico City, so it's Mexico City time.
So interesting.
We always say that, Tiempo de México.
Oh, like Mexican time.
Yeah.
But that's different, right? Mexican time also means like You know, you say the meeting starts at 9 and people arrive like 9:30, 9:45.
I hate that.
That's Mexican time, right?
Oh, people always ask me. I'm like, okay, we're going to go have, you know,
drinks.
It's like, is it going to be Lily time or Mexican time? Or, and I'm like, what do you mean? It's not cool. No, but it's true. I mean, Latino time, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually really interesting because, for example, if you tell somebody from the States, oh, we're having dinner at my house, you can come around 8. Like, they'll be there around, like, 8:15. But if you say that to somebody, like, a Latin American, they'll be like, oh, 9:30.
Exactly. No, it's true. You usually do that.
All right.
Terrible.
Okay, so very interesting insights on the cultural aspect of time zones. If you have any questions, any doubts, or any comments, you can come to our website, SpanishPod.com. We're always there to answer them. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.